Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings, my dear friends, and welcome to Dark Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster, who always send you their best wishes and want you to know they are looking in on you. We are not alone. Ever. Often we have spoken of the spiral staircase image of souls below and souls above us. And no matter how we may rise or fall, that image continues as a reality more real than the real this moment seems to be to us. We all labor under some degree of the weight of the false self, and it is the job of karma to take us through the changes necessary to become free, and that can be easy by degrees or hard by degrees, depending on the degree of our resistance. It is the false self that resists, but it is our alliance with it that causes us pain. We have to let go of it. We have to permit the love of the ineffable to burn it to ash. We have to give ourselves permission to let go and allow the flood of the love of the ineffable to rush through us like a mighty river, washing everything that is not an essential part of us away, hold to nothing, and what is something will hold on to you. I'm so glad that I've almost conquered using the word and ugh. It is 10 days into the coming of Trump, with 50 days or so to go. He's making his selections while the dark specter of his tribe's son-in-law hangs upside down like a bat in the attic. Some very strange names are being batted around, like Henry Kissinger and John Bolton, two of our most prominent neo-Nazis of the age, two individuals whose personal state of corruption is beyond the comprehension of most of us. I can imagine the power struggle going on behind the scenes as well, as well as the bruised egos and resentments caused in those who are cast out. I would never want to be in that particular dance. I think of the burning cities aflame with desire and the millions twisting in the flames. I look up and down the corridors of power and see the thoughts of those who jockey for position and the lengths they will go to accomplish any of it. I see them clinking their glasses and smiling at one another with deceitful eyes. None of them are anyone's friend, and it could all change in a moment. I think of the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of lives snuffed out by the movement of a fountain pen across the page, or the tapping of characters upon a page, later to be impersonally signed by some faceless bureaucrat who is absolutely indifferent to the harm done to others and is only focused on the gain to be realized. men sell out each other and whole countries for personal gain. I've achieved very little in the way the world measures such things. I have less money than anyone I know. No property, no health insurance, no savings. I don't even have a car anymore, and I don't care. No, I don't care. I have something of greater value than any billionaire, and I am much more free. My health is good, so far as I know. I do not have any sense of dread hanging over my head. I could jump on a plane or a train tomorrow and go anywhere if I wanted to. There are no chains on me. There's no need to go anywhere, though. No matter where I might go, I would still be me wherever that might be. Quit rhyming, buddy. I realize now that everything that didn't work out as I might have liked was just God saving me from myself. All the plans I made that went wrong was just another way that God protected me from falling asleep in a place I would not have wanted to wake up in. Perhaps it doesn't matter as long as you wake up at all. Then again, I suspect there are various states one can wake up in and various things one can come to see about themselves that they were altogether blind about beforehand. It's the oddest thing. Since I moved to the East Coast, my donations have fallen off to practically nothing. I didn't know why that is. They were pretty good for the years before that, and now they've pretty much vanished, and I have the suspicion that many of those who used to help me out now think that I'm somehow really flourishing, but actually it's spiritually that I'm flourishing, and I suppose that's all that really counts anyway, so I'm not shilling for donations. I'm just pointing out, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm pointing out for the purpose of, there's something I used to say there, but, well, my mind is gone. I wonder about people like Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, and all those politicians and bankers and stock market enthusiasts the world over, all those entertainers and successful artists who may be decent in some minority and who may not be decent in some majority, and I wonder about their waking up and what they might discover when they do. Of course, they are not my concern, except for the general sense of compassion I have for everyone trapped in this world, and especially for those who know not what they do. It's easy to hate certain people. I've heard what I hate in others is a reflection of some part of myself. I find that hard to believe, but I'm told by wiser souls that this is true. Though I do not know how this can be so, I am trying to act as if I do know it to be true, and I consider how it is that I might make myself free of that part of myself that I despise in these others. I'm starting to realize that I have to give up everything. It is not my possessions that I have to set myself free from, because I have very few of those, and their presence or absence doesn't mean that much. I realize that I have to give up every dream and ambition and everything else, whatever that might be, and will just be. I don't know if that makes any sense. I know that there are people who talk that way and act like it is true of them, but I don't often think it is. I've been hearing about this fellow Eckhart Tolle, and some people were telling me I should read his work, and at some point I attempted to do that, but everything he said I'd already heard somewhere else and it had been said better. I went and watched him on YouTube, and I was put off by his hypnotic droning. I couldn't understand how anyone could sit there and listen to him. Then I heard from someone who heard him speak and was on the inside there in a lecture hall, and how he watched him walk out with a briefcase filled with tens of thousands of dollars. Then I heard that celebrities were paying large sums of money to sit close to him when he spoke, and how there was this financial pecking order that operated around him. And there was nothing good that I ever heard about him. I wonder about that. I heard that I shouldn't concern myself with him because he is waking some people up, and that he's doing some good on the level he operates at, but these are the things I've heard. They disturb me. In these times, in recent decades, there have been so many false gurus who have seduced so many people and run off with so much money and had so much sex with nubile followers and did this and did that. I've heard so many bad stories about Hare Krishna followers who set themselves up as gods, and Osho Rajneesh followers who all became gurus and set themselves up in jungle ashrams where the gullible came to worship them. Then there were all those Papaji followers who set themselves up as gurus, and someone told me that they were there when Papaji was talking about this, and that he laughed about it and made some sarcastic remark, and that he gave them that Shakti Potter power to see what would happen, because this is what they wanted so badly, to be gurus. I've heard so many bad tales about so many guru figures, and a few good tales about not very many. It must be a tough time to be a guru, or maybe it's too easy a time to pretend to be a guru in. Gurdjieff once said that no one should call themselves a guru until they can take care of 30 other people besides themselves. I suspect there has to be more to it than that, but I guess that would be one of the qualifiers. Could be one of the qualifiers. My criteria for a guru is one who is realized, one who is in an unbreakable and continuous communication with the ineffable, and who can call on the ineffable at any time and be answered. They would be one that the ineffable is resident in and who the ineffable speaks through. It is someone who is not like everyone else, and I have met a number of character actor gurus who are like everyone else, only they have an act and they stay within the parameters of that most of the time. And when they cross over the line, they do it privately and not in front of the larger body of followers. I'm not sure what I'm talking about this evening. I'm wandering to and fro over the different areas in my mind and thinking out loud. I'm watching the world unfold through the lens of the media, and each aspect of the media has a different slant, and different experts come on and give their opinion about what has happened in the last 8 years and what might be happening in the next 8. I'm watching the actors assemble in preparation for the roles to come. They're imagining what they might do and making their plans about that. In the meantime, the cosmos is making its plans about them, setting up situations and scenarios for them to react upon, and some of them are going to get into trouble, although they don't know that yet. Some of their stars are meant to flame across the heavens and then fall to earth in ignominy. And it has been like this in every time. People's fortunes rise and fall. It is a dance of destinies and karmas unfolding here on this plane where these things are supposed to happen. And people always act surprised when they do. Sometimes I wish I knew what to do with myself. I wonder if I'm meant to do something else than what I do, but I'm told internally to just continue, just keep on doing what you do, and everything else will take care of itself. I'm told there's nothing I can do or have to do, and that everything will come to me no matter where I am, no matter what I do, so the less I do, the better. I suspect this could well be the case with all of us, but most of us do not listen, and so it wouldn't apply. It only applies if you're conscious of it and you listen. Certain things only matter if they matter to you. Maybe that is all it is. What matters to us, what matters to us, sets the stage for the awareness that we possess. Our awareness is determined by our awareness of ourselves. What we believe about ourselves is what shapes and defines our awareness. So it seems that self-inquiry is a kind of accelerator of consciousness. The deeper we go into the mystery of ourselves, the less it is a mystery. Ourself, our real self, is God. And once we come to that state where we can realize this, we're home free. Everything else that we believe about ourselves is a lie. Instead of exalting our true nature, we diminish ourselves by, buying into preposterous lies about ourselves, which we told ourselves. It is one of the ironies of life. that we seek to enhance our importance, but our real being is of infinitely greater importance than we realize. It's funny in a way. Of course, there are those who say it's all a joke, that existence is a joke. I suspect this might be true, but the real meaning of that escapes us. Well, me, I can only speak for myself. I found love to be the answer, and the more I can generate, the more I feel in touch with the one who brought love about in the first place, and I believe it is the cohesion that holds everything together, and it is that which generates the harmony that can ever exist between any and each of us. And, well, this is what I've discovered in a lifetime of searching, and probably in other lifetimes as well. I suspect this radio broadcast is stranger than most. I never know where they're going to go. They just start off and wind up wherever they wind up on their own. And it's much like the blog postings, they behave the same way, and I suspect that is what the ineffable means. And it tells me just to keep doing what you do, and everything else will take care of itself. And so I should rely on him utterly and not concern myself with anything else. And I'm trying to do this in every moment of every day, and one day I will stop trying. It'll happen. Whatever it is, it'll happen. Okay, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there's one. In the meantime, I hope you'll find yourself less confused than I am at the moment. I'm joking, I'm not confused. I'm simply in a holding pattern. That's it. Carry on, Bahawula. Hare Krishna. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. Alhamdulillah. Meacham Ambu Guru Bawa. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Om Amitabha. Aloha and... Be well, my friends, and God bless you.
Strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. Up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.